Welcome to the Franciscan Moment Podcast. We are sponsored by the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity. And I am Sister Elena Gonzalez. In this podcast, Sister Jan Vilmer will be reflecting on the Gospel of Luke from the second Sunday of Advent. Thank you, Sister Jan, for being with us on the Franciscan Moment Podcast for this second week of Advent.
Hello, Sister Elena. Thank you for meeting again and for inviting me to come back to talk with you again about spiritual things to help us with our Advent. I would like to begin with a reading from this Sunday's Gospel, part of St. Luke. I quote, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.'" Last week, we talked about our small Advent seasons getting us ready each year for the final coming of the Lord, whereas this Sunday's reading is calling us to prepare the way for the Lord, to make roads straight and mountains low. As we listen, pray, and discern, we get our heart ready for someone special. If a guest comes for dinner, we cook the best meal, set the table with a tablecloth, a centerpiece, candles, and maybe even a glass of wine. Jesus is the greatest guest who could arrive daily. Are we discerning, recognizing, and ready for him? Can we even hear his arrival? In the midst of electronic messages bombarding us, texts, emails, blogs, news, weather, games, Snapchat, the constant messaging on Facebook and Instagram, Jesus is trying to reach us the old-fashioned way, the way of silence, sitting quietly with his word open, or a rosary in our hand, or in front of the Eucharist. This is when he comes. Last weekend, we mentioned a great book that we three sisters who live here in Green Bay decided to read for Advent. The book is called The Read of God by Carol Hauslander. It is an old book from 1944, a spiritual classic. It's one of my favorites. I've read it many times. In her first chapter, Carol speaks of emptiness as the beginning of prayer. She talks about a reed, a cup, and a nest. The reed has to be hollow to receive the piper's breath in order to utter a song. The cup has to be empty like a chalice shaped to receive the wine to become Jesus. The nest, like a bird's nest, is built with love and care to receive the little bird. It compares these three images the way Mary was that first Advent waiting for Jesus. Carol goes on to say that people feel empty, though their lives are crowded, too crowded, with no space, no silence, no sense of relation to beauty, almost afraid to be alone, and therefore we miss his coming. Sometimes he comes as a little communion wafer, or as a flower tapping on a window. And I'll add, or as a person who needs our care, calling us so quietly. Let's return to those three symbols for a minute. The reed grows by a stream, and it has to be cut and shaped by the carver. The chalice is made of earth materials gathered and beaten by blows that make it beautiful. The nest is materials gathered from many places, distant and near, where the brave mother goes to select them and sometimes is in danger as she's picking them up. How does Christ ask us to empty ourselves so we can be sung as his song in us, so we can be sacrificed for him and we can be cherished by him? When we are empty, Christ can come in. With Christ, we can be filled, and then we shall see the salvation of God, as that reading says. And we will want to share the good news this second week of Advent.
The question is, what do we do when we are waiting for the Son of God, like Mary? What do we fill ourselves as we wait? Waiting can be hard for most of us, but at the end, it can be a moment of rejoicing. As Sister Jan said, Jesus is the greatest guest who can arrive daily. And I add to that, Jesus can be the greatest guest, and we can share Jesus with others every day. We can bring Christmas to others every single day. And that's a Franciscan moment. Please take this moment during Advent to open your heart and let your heart be strengthened with the love of God, for He is coming. And if you have a chance, check our website, fscc-calledtobe.org. Peace and all good.
Call to be.